Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Well, I want to talk about a scriptural verse, and I want to talk about what's happening out there with the way we are listening to the scriptures and what we're following or not following or how we're doing these things. So let me know if you can hear me. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me as this is live. And so the verse I want to talk about is Romans. In the book of Romans, it says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to Yah because all He has done for you. Let them be a living and a pleasing sacrifice, the kind you will find acceptable." And then this is the verse I specifically want to talk about. It says, "This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let Yah transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And then you will learn to know His will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect." So what this is saying is the way we're thinking is not His way until we accept Him and make that decision to follow Him. And before we accept Him, we're going to be following the customs and the ways of the world. And we know the ways of this world are fleshly, and the fleshly ways come from the enemy and its darkness. So we are living in darkness until we decide to accept and follow our Creator. And the proof of who we are deciding to follow is the outcome of what we're getting. Our Creator tells us we will learn to know Yah's will, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And that's what we will be following. And if we're not following that, we're not following our own way, but we're following the ways of the world, the traditions and customs of the world. And if we're doing that, we're following the leader of the world, and that is the enemy. That is darkness. I made a video the other day talking about we do not have free will. What it comes down to is we're following the ways of Yah because our minds have been transformed and we're no longer following the customs of this world, or we're still following the customs of the world. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either going forward or going backwards, closer to Him or farther away. And people are still stuck in the customs of the world. And this is creating a tremendous problem. And when I try to make the revelation to people that you are not following Yah because His will is perfect and His will says not to live in the darkness, people try to justify what they're doing. Let's take, for example, the order that we're supposed to be in. The church today has made the word submit a curse word. Let's take, for example, the word, the correction of what we're doing, the word repent. The church today has remade repent a curse word. You know, every area that Yah's will is perfect and His word confirms the way we should be living, not according to the customs of this world, not according to the ways of darkness and the ways of the enemy, but according to Yah. People don't want to follow. They want to justify and stay in the darkness. That's what people decide to do. They decide to stay in the darkness. And I hope you're listening this morning because many of you are the ones that are deciding to stay in darkness. Some of you might give me a thumbs up, but still do the customs of the world. And some of you might blatantly come against what I'm saying and try to talk against it. But the scripture is clear and scriptures are clear. Until your mind is renewed, until you have shed your old life and been born again, you are going to follow the darkness of this world and the customs of this world. And once you have had that experience where you change, you will follow the will of Yah, and He will lead you not to follow the customs of the darkness of this world and to follow the enemy. That's what it comes down to. You know, we often take the topic of dress, and I talk about this often. You know, the customs of this world today are painting your face, wearing skin-tight clothes, wearing high heels to completely transform who Yah will be. It's absolutely darkness when we decide to defy Yah's way and to live against His way of how we should be, and then we try to justify it. Now, you're my brothers and sisters. We will struggle with certain things of this world. Things will try to tempt us and come against us. In humility, with mercy and grace, I come to you and I pray with you that we, not you, not me, but we can learn to serve Yah and submit to Yah and not submit to the ways and the customs of this world. And I could tell you right now, honestly, as your brother, that anyone who is submitting to the things of this world are submitting to darkness, and you are a slave to darkness. You are a slave to Satan. See, there's only two answers. Somebody said it quite well in one of the comments the other day. They said, you're either a slave to Satan or you're a slave to Yah. What does that mean? You're a slave to darkness or you're a slave to light? You're a slave to Satan or Yah. That's it. There's no you that you're following your way. That's not your way. It's either Yahweh's way or the enemy's way. That is it. There's no in between. And we think about the customs of this world and the things that people are doing in this world. And you go to churches, and you still see people there that are following the customs of the world. And people try to justify it. That's the sad thing. They try to justify it. There's no room in Yah's perfect will for us to be stuck in the darkness. Remember that. There's no room for us to be stuck in the darkness if we're following Yah's will that is good and perfect, as it says in the Word. We must transform ourselves, our minds, and the way we think, looking for the revelation of Yah and not following the thoughts of the enemy that He puts in our head. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Ladies, when you paint your faces, when you wear these skin-tight clothes and these stilts that you're walking on called high heels, you're following the customs of the world. And when you come up against me for saying something about it, trying to defend what you're doing, why don't you say something about men? Why do you got to talk about women? You're following the customs of the world, which is not of Yah and not of light. There's no excuses for darkness in Yah's perfect will. Men, He's given us an order, and He's told men to be the leader of their families. He's told men to be the leader of their marriages. Men contact me and they say, you know, my wife wants to leave. She doesn't want to be with me anymore. She won't follow Torah. She won't do this. She won't do that. But then when you research and think about how you've been, have you truly been a leader of your family? Have you been a leader of your family? And do you know what that means? Or are you following the customs of this world? You see, in Yah's perfect will, we won't have the problems that the world brings us. In Yah's perfect will, and when we follow Yah's perfect will, we're not going to have the issues of the world, and we're not going to have the fears of the world. We're going to be in complete joy. But when we get out of, or when we don't get to Yah's place where he wants us to be. As it says in the verse, don't copy the behavior and custom of this world. We have to really ask ourselves, who are we following and what are we doing? Now there are men painting their faces and wearing skin-tight clothes and high heels. And now there are women that want to lead. That's the custom of the world, away from what y'all wanted us to do. Do we see these things on a practical level? Do we understand that Yah gave us his word, which is his will in print on paper of how he wants us to live and what he wants us to do? How he wants us to act in our daily lives? The example he wants us to set for the people of this world? Or do we continue to justify living in darkness? Repent means to change your mind, to change the way you're thinking. And if something's going on in your life that doesn't add up or seems like Yah's not blessing you or giving you something, and what that might be, it doesn't mean to be a big house or a nice car. It could simply be joy. How come I don't have joy in my life? How come I don't have joy in my life? Now you must question, whose will am I living by? Am I living by Satan's will or by Yah's will? Who am I following? Who am I following? That's what you got to ask yourself. Because in Yah's perfect way, in his perfect will, you're going to have joy in your life. If you don't have joy in your life, you cannot be following Yah's perfect way and his perfect will for you. You cannot. And it might seem like a simple example, but ladies, you want to wake up and paint your face, which seems so normal because the world's doing it. But when a man does it, why would you question it? Well, now people aren't questioning it, but it's just as crazy. And you might say, well, what does painting your face have to do with following the enemy or following the world? It has a lot to do with it because it's deception, and Yah's will is perfect and deception is not part of his will. So there's a tremendous amount to do with it. But people don't get it. And people take these things lightheartedly, but these are serious issues. And again, question your life and the shalom and peace that you have in your life. And what's happening in your life and what's going on in your life. I see so many people out there today that want to study the word and look at all these prophecies about when Yeshua is going to return and when the end times are upon us and what we need to do. First of all, there's such a lack of faith because these people they proclaim that Yah is coming on this particular day and this particular time or this particular year, but then they're on the side planning their retirement plan just in case it doesn't happen. Just in case Yah's not going to take care of me, I'm going to store up 7 rooms of food in my house. Just in case. Is his perfect will good and pleasing, or is it not? What is it? Brothers and sisters, I come to you today because I want you to be in joy and I want you to have the peace that Yah promises his believers. I want you to understand you don't have to live according to the ways world. You know what another custom of the world is? Defiling our bodies and eating a way that Yah never wanted us to eat. And suffering from diseases that he never wanted to suffer us to suffer from. In Exodus 15:26, it says, if you diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. You know what the customs of the Egyptians were? The custom of the Egyptians were to eat unclean food. The custom of the Egyptians were to eat and overeat and overeat and overeat. The customs of the Egyptians were to eat unhealthy foods. The custom of the traditions of the Egyptians was to eat things that weren't good for the body, that defiled the body, that weren't healthy. And what has happened? They get certain diseases. And then we mingle with them and we start eating the same things they eat in the way they eat it, and we get the same disease they get. And Yah told us, if you don't follow those customs, I will bless you abundantly. Do you understand health and disease is about obedience and disobedience, and health is a great blessing for listening to Yah, and He gave us the guidelines and instructions of what to eat and how to eat and when to eat. So as much as I say that the custom of the world might be painting your face, wearing tight clothes and high heels, I say the same thing. The custom of the world is being obese. Being overweight, that's the custom of the world. In Yah's perfect will, Moses was climbing mountains at 120. He wasn't stuck in a hospital with diabetes because he was eating the foods of the world and overeating on them. Yah tells us His perfect will for us, and His perfect will isn't that we would succumb to darkness and live in darkness and enjoy darkness. So many people today say, oh, I got to battle the flesh, I got to battle the flesh. Well, if we've made the decision to follow Yah, we'll hate the darkness that's controlling the flesh. And there won't even be a battle. We wouldn't desire those things. Those things, they wouldn't even be an issue for us. But they are an issue because we don't want to let go of those things because we're choosing to follow darkness instead of light. And I'm saying this here. Hopefully somebody's going to get it and somebody's going to listen. Are we ready to let go of the customs of this world? Are we ready to let go of the darkness? Are we ready to admit that it's not our choices? We're either following Yah in light or darkness. Are we ready to admit these things? We all have that choice. But we have to. It begins with admitting it. Admit it. Admit it. Your life should be like Yah says, according to His will. And it says His will is good and pleasing and perfect. Is your life good, pleasing, and perfect? If you're following Yah, it will be. But if you're not, it won't be. We can go all the way back to the time of Adam and Eve. And it's all revealed right there. It's all revealed right there. Because Adam did not want to be a leader of his family. Adam did not lead. Adam did not take the word of Yah and put the order of Yah into play. And Eve wanted to be in control, be over Adam, and look what happened. Adam didn't want to lead, and Eve had that same idea that women today have. Well, if he won't lead, I'm going to lead. That's not what Yah says. Don't go over him. This is what the enemy wants us to do. So I pray that people understand this and they see what happened back then. And they see how the enemy deals with these things and makes these things happen. So that's on my mind right now because I see a lot of people that claim to say they follow Yah, but they're still following the customs of this world. They're still following the darkness that leads to stopping them from experiencing the joy and the peace and the perfect will of Yah. The word says it clearly. You can't serve Yah and serve the enemy at the same time. You can't. You can't have... Or you can't serve two masters. You're serving one or the other. That's what the word says. That's what the word says. The word might say, oh, well, you can't serve money and serve man, or however they want to put it, but you can't serve two at the same time. And I want to encourage people to get back to the words of our Creator and follow what our Creator tells us to do and how our Creator wants us to live. And try it. Try it and see what will happen in your life. Try it today. Say, today I'm going to stop living against Oh, I'm going to stop living according to my customs, or the customs of what I think are my thoughts, and the customs of what we, of the world, or the things I've been doing. Because there's a saying, if you want to change the result, you got to change what you're doing. So try changing your results. Try changing what you're doing and see what happens. See what happens. If you're married, tell your husband, ladies, I want to submit to you and I want you to lead. If you're a man, tell your wife, I want to lead and I want you to submit to me. I want to follow Yah's word. I want to study it with you together. But I want to lead this family. You know, whether you're a man or a woman, or a parent, or whatever you want, put Yah's order down in the house with everything in the house. You know, and I hate to use the example of animals and compare man to animals. But the scriptures say that man is to have dominion over the animals. That's what it says. Man is to have dominion over the animals. It doesn't mean you're supposed to kill them and murder them and punish them. It means you're supposed to be a covering over the animals. You're supposed to have dominion over them. Well, it's just backwards in today's world. So when you see, you know, somebody walking down the street and literally the dog's walking the person, not the person walking the dog. The dog's pulling the person. The dog way in front of the person on a leash pulling the person. What I see is that's out of order. That's not Yah's order. And it doesn't take a lot of work for the person pulling the leash to get things back in order. But you have to do something to get it back in order. You know, but this is what the world does today. They go out of order. They follow the customs of darkness. And then they wonder why there's no joy in their life. Then they wonder why there's no peace and shalom. Because the word says Yah's will is perfect. His will is perfect. There's a lot of commentary. There's a lot of thoughts about different things in scripture and different ideas and everything else. But what it comes down to is where's your peace and your joy? Because you're following Yah's perfect will for you. He revealed his will in the Holy Word. It started in Genesis, the beginning, Bereshit. And you got the first five books of the scriptures that talk about what his will for us is. His will for us never changed. Matter of fact, it was so important. Originally, he gave it to us on a stone. But he said, no, now I want you to have this on your heart. That's how important it is. That it would be on your heart. It didn't change. The place of it changed. Because he wanted it to know it so well and to us to live it so closely. That's what he wants us to do. So his will can shine in our lives. Ezekiel 33:11 says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. So they would have life. That's what Yah wants for us. But when that is happening, when he says that, he wants us to have a life of that's pleasing and life of shalom and a life of peace. How do we know that? Because it says that in the word, that our minds would be transformed so we know his good and perfect and peaceful will for us. How he wants us to do it, how he wants us to live. So no matter what issues you're experiencing in life, no matter what you're going through in life, stop trying to justify darkness. Stop trying to please the enemy. And turn that around. Change that around. And start doing things the way Yah wants you to do things. And get in line with the way he wants things to be done. And the thing is, it's not difficult. It's not complicated. And we all have an opportunity to make that happen. And how many of you are ready to take that step? How many of you are ready to make today the day that you're going to change and stop following these customs of this world? Each day is a new day. Each day is an opportunity to repent and change your mind. And I'll read the scripture again. Romans 12:1-2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to Yah, because all he has done for you, let them be a living and a pleasing sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. So stop doing those. And then it says, but let Yah's will transform you into a new person, changing the way you think. Then, and only then, will you know Yah's will for you, his perfect will for you, which is good, which is pleasing, and which is perfect. How many of you are willing to make that change right now? How many of you are willing to transform yourselves right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this blessed day, and thank you for your holy word that we have the opportunity to make these changes. Some of you for years, for your whole life, might have been doing something. Some of you are thinking, justifying right now, well, this custom that I've been doing, I don't see any issue or harm in wearing a little face paint or putting on some tight clothes or some high heels. Some of you men out there might be thinking, I have nothing wrong. I don't see anything wrong with mutual submission and all this other stuff and getting out of Yah's order. These are not my opinions. These are Yah's word. He doesn't want us to continue following the thoughts and the ideas of darkness, of wickedness. It does make a difference. We need to stop deceiving others. But more important, we need to stop deceiving ourselves. And it's not up to us. It's not a free will or a choice we have. The only choice we have is to choose light or darkness. That's the only choice we have, to choose light or darkness. And from there, everything will take care of itself, because Yah says if you choose his way and you choose him, you've already won the spiritual battle.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect
time. This is WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
You know, it just, if you've never been out of the country, the hospitality that you experience in every place I've ever been, you know, from India to Guatemala to Mexico to, you know, wherever, Jamaica. But the hospitality people have there is, you know, they don't have much, but they treat you like king, you know. And so, yeah, that's in a couple of days. I'm going to Guatemala, taking a team of 15, like six high schoolers, a couple of middle schoolers, and then the rest
of the
adults.
You'll have kids that will be with you. They'll finish school, and they'll be part of the missions trip.
The couple that are the kids that are going are homeschoolers, and they're going with their parents and whatnot. So, yeah, we've typically done it mostly with youth. Well, I was a youth pastor. So I was a youth pastor at King's Baptist Church for 17 years. Before that, I did another 7 years of youth ministry. So I've been doing it a long time, but I recently retired from that, and now I'm back to playing pharmacist and